Reservations for the new Hilda Dam cabin went live on Thursday. Eagle Crest marketing manager Charlie Harrington says it felt like trying to get Burning Man or Coachella tickets.
We got so many emails, phone calls, voicemails, like, where's the cabin? And yeah, it looks like 141 cabin bookings in the first 24 hours.
The cabin is a short hike from the ski area parking lot. It operates like many of the state and federally owned cabins in the Juneau area, except that reservations are from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. That means the cabin will be open to the public as a warming shelter during the day.
People will be able to ski through there and pop into the cabin and get out of the weather and eat lunches or just to be able to take a break and enjoy the really great view from the cabin.
That's Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon. He's happy with the response to the new cabin so far. It's just one part of a larger plan to turn the ski area into a year-round recreation destination.
The conversation went along the lines of this being the first cabin, which would hopefully stimulate more interest and desires to maybe raise some more funds and build another two or three cabins on Eagle Crest over the next 5 to 10 years.
That's good news for locals like Michelle Fabrello. She tried to book the Hilda Dam cabin on Friday, but all of the dates she wanted were taken. She's used to it.
We're always looking for something on the weekends or a long holiday, and so you have to be really on top of it if you want anything.
Fabrello says it's hard to get those coveted Friday or Saturday reservations at cabins on the road system. A lot of state and federally owned cabins book 6 months in advance.
I have a reminder on my calendar to rent the Windfall Lake cabin for June.
With plenty of demand, a local group is working to build another public cabin north of Amalga Harbor. Ian Fisk is the chair of the Juneau Park Foundation. Fisk says they've already made improvements to the trail where the new waterfront cabin will be built.
The demand that we anticipate is going to be commensurate with all the other public use cabins in the Juneau area. So we're glad to be adding more recreational infrastructure in a way that's going to be fully used by the public.
Fisk says construction should wrap up by late spring. Mark your calendars, because that cabin should be available to rent by summer. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.